Glory be to the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful thing crossing over to another day. It's a great privilege. Please begin to thank God for making it possible for you to see today, the fourth day of the month of May, year 2021. Just begin to bless his name, begin to worship him. Appreciate the King of Kings. Appreciate the Lord of Lords. Appreciate the mighty God. Appreciate his wonders. Appreciate his awesome power. He is an incomparable God. He is an incomprehensible God. He never fails. When he speaks, he brings it to pass. Begin to bless him. Begin to worship him. Begin to adore him. Walk around your room there and begin to say, thank you, Jesus. Stand on your feet and say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's a privilege. It's a privilege. Begin to appreciate him. Begin to worship him. Aha, thank him, Lord. Thank him, Lord. Thank him, thank him. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we magnify you. Lord, we lift you up. Lord, we honor you. Lord, we bless you because you are great, because you are kind, because you are wonderful, because you are greater than the greatest. You are higher than the highest. You are incomparable, God. Lord, we lift you high. We lift you high. We lift you high. We lift you high. You spoke, and there is a creation of heaven and earth. We bless you, Father. We give all glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, you are welcome to the fourth day of the month of May, year 2021. And this is what we call a prophetic decree program. This program comes over right now at the midnight, around 12 midnight to 1. It is the hour of prophetic decree. I stand here as a son of the prophet, and I decree to the life of someone that today the hand of God shall lift you up in the name of Jesus Christ. The glory of God shall cover your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, the unusual and the uncommon testimony shall locate you this week. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak to your pathway and I speak to your destiny path that today the Almighty God will make a way for you. All crooked ways shall be straightened in the name of Jesus Christ. Promotion letter that has been sat upon shall be released in the name of Jesus Christ. The enemy that is sitting on your position shall be shifted away in the name of Jesus Christ. Those who are sitting on your gratuity, those who are sitting on your benefit, they shall be forcefully unseated in the name of Jesus Christ. The oars of your destiny shall be released, and the glory of God shall come upon you in a new dimension in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to every plantation of sickness. They shall be uprooted. They shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to any disease in your body. They shall dry up from the root. And they shall never be. They shall never exist again. They shall be no more. The Bible said that Pharaoh was no more. The Bible said that Pharaoh that you have seen today, you will see it no more. Therefore, I speak that sickness you have seen today, I speak that disease you have seen today, you shall see it no more. It dries to the root now in the name of Jesus Christ. And right from now, the hand of God shall promote your destiny. Get ready, because the dry bone is about to leave and become giant in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, a few days ago, I started speaking about the book of remembrance. And I told you that when the book of remembrance is open, things become easy. Things move with speed, with high speed. People begin to call you as if you have gone to another blue moon. Begin to see the blessings coming upon your life. Things people find difficult is becoming easy for you. Where you have been rejected, you are accepted. Promotion is coming your way. Blessing is coming your way. Connection is coming your way. Because a book of remembrance has been opened unto you. Somebody who is barren, when a book of remembrance is opened unto you, will become a mother of children. The Bible says the book of remembrance was opened unto Rachel, and Rachel became a mother. I speak to your life right now, a book of remembrance shall be opened unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says a book of remembrance was opened to Sarah, and Sarah became a mother. Even at the old age, I speak to your life right now, what people said is impossible shall become possible in your life in Jesus' name. And the Bible also says that a book of remembrance was opened unto Mephibosheth in 2 Samuel chapter 9. Mephibosheth was a son of Jonathan. And don't forget that in 1 Samuel chapter 18, there was a covenant between Jonathan and David. And Jonathan and David entered into a covenant together to take care of their families and to take care of their generation unborn. And that covenant was binding and strong. And when David became a king, David looked for somebody in the family of Jonathan. And Gath located this man called Mephibosheth. He told David that Mephibosheth, though a crippled man, but is at Lodebar. Every power that want to take you far from your destiny, that power shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Lodiba is a land that is dry. Lodiba is a land without helpers. Lodiba is a wilderness. Lodiba is a place of no help. But right away now, help is coming from unknown quarters. Help is coming from a far distance. Beloved, listen to me. Sometimes you look at people and you thought they are going to help you. But I want to tell you that God can create help from another person. God can from another quarters. God can raise another person to help you. You don't need to depend on any man, but depend on God, because God will can raise anybody to help you. The Bible says that it's possible for God to raise stones and they become men. I speak to your life right now that those who must help you, wherever they are, the Almighty God will raise them and direct them to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Right at Lodiba, a voice came from the palace of the king to bring that child back, called Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth was brought back to the palace. Oh, I am praying for you that the destiny you have missed, you have been brought back to your destiny in Jesus' name. I'm praying for you that the blessings stolen from you, it will be recovered today in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you that the position they have conspired against you and they push you away, you are returning to that position in Jesus' name. Do you know that in the palace, that palace has been occupied by God? God was a servant and now he sat upon the earth. The Bible says, I've seen evil in the world, Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 7, that servant is riding the horse and the princes are walking barefooted. If you are walking barefootedly today, I decree right from now, you shall be riding upon your horse in the name of Jesus Christ. When the voice came, the voice of God, the voice of power, the voice of remembrance, the voice of heaven, when it came, it summoned Mephibosheth from Lodiba, and Mephibosheth came from Lodiba, and when he came back, he came to the palace. Oh, Mephibosheth was in this palace when he was a child, but right away now something happened. There was a battle, something happened. There was a serious war, and the war was so strong that his father died in that war. So he has to be rescued by the nurse, and while they were trying to rescue him, he fell and he broke his leg at the age of 5, and right from that moment he became a cripple. And it was like a cripple cannot be blessed again, and it was like a cripple cannot come to the palace. Let me tell you, no matter what has happened to you in the past, I'm still telling you today that God of wonders can bring back into your life great fortunes in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't forget that Job lost everything, but later he regained them and regained them with blessings extra. I tell you today that the blessings of God is coming upon your life and you are going to regain with extra in the name of Jesus Christ. A voice came from heaven, a voice came from the palace, and someone, Mephibosheth came back to the palace, and David told him, right from today, you shall be eating with me in the palace. From today, everything that you need shall be given to you. And he spoke to God, God, enough is enough. Become the servant of Mephibosheth. I speak right now. All those who have gone ahead of you, they shall come under you today in the name of Jesus Christ. Can I hear sevenfold amen from somebody far? Aha, I can see that. Receive the blessing God has ordained for you in the name of Jesus Christ. What happened to Mephibosheth? It was a book of remembrance open unto him. I am speaking to someone that is ready to receive. Are you ready? Somebody that is ready to be connected. Somebody that is ready to receive open heaven. Somebody that is ready to receive an open chapter of a new book. Somebody that is ready to receive a connection that will take him to the next level. Somebody that he knows, or you know that right away the book of remembrance is open unto you. If you are that fellow, I speak as a prophet and I decree within 7 days, the uncommon testimony, unusual testimony, testimony you never dreamt can happen, shall locate you in the name of Jesus. He shall locate you, 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 in the name of Jesus Christ. Get ready to pray, but you need to confess your sin. Thank the Lord to have mercy. Lord, Father, have mercy upon me. We have sinned against you, Father. Have mercy. I'm coming to you right now. Take control of my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. There are 7 prayers I want you to pray. And this prayer will move like a speed and order your step into the next level. You pray loud and clear. Say, my Father, open the book of remembrance unto me today in the name of Jesus. My Father, open the book of remembrance unto me today in the name of Jesus. My Father, open the book of remembrance unto me today in the name of Jesus. My Father, open the book of remembrance unto me today. Open, 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 open the book of remembrance in Jesus' name. Pray. I speak to someone there. A book of remembrance shall be opened unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. This is number 2. Every curse assigned to bring me back to square one. Break in the name of Jesus. Every curse assigned to bring me back to square one. Break, 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 break. Every curse assigned to bring me back to square one. Break in the name of Jesus. Every curse assigned to bring me back to square one. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, ending generational covenant, arresting my breakthrough. Break. In the name of Jesus, eating generational covenant, arresting my breakthrough. Break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say the event that will connect me to my destiny helpers appear in the name of Jesus. The event that will connect me to my destiny helpers appear, 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 appear. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, my Father, lift up my head in the name of Jesus. My Father, lift up my head, 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 lift up my Father, lift up my head, lift up my head, lift up my head. In Jesus' name we pray. Ancestral strong man pressing down my head there in the name of Jesus. Ancestral strong man pressing down my head there, 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 there. In Jesus' name we pray. Lift up your two hands and say, oh heaven, promote my destiny in the name of Jesus. Oh heaven, promote my destiny, 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 promote my destiny. In Jesus' name we pray. Get a bottle of oil or a bottle of water. Heavenly Father, I sanctify this oil. I command the oil to carry power. I command the water to carry power. Let the blood of Jesus move into the oil and move into the water. Fire of deliverance, move into the oil and move into the water. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your center head and place your hand there and pray this prayer. Say, satanic embargo on my destiny there, in the name of Jesus. Satanic embargo on my destiny there, 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 there. In Jesus' name we pray. Put the oil and place it on your chest. Rub it so well on your chest and put your hand there. Say, any evil voice calling my name from the village, be silenced in the name of Jesus. Any evil voice calling my name from the village, be silenced, 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 be silenced. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Take the oil and put it on your belly button and shout it loud and clear. Say this one with power. Say with authority. Every evil stranger living inside of me, come out. In the name of Jesus, every evil stranger living inside of me, come out, 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 come out. In the name of Jesus, every evil stranger living inside of me, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In the name of Jesus, every evil stranger living inside of me, come out, 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 come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two hands and speak unto your hands. Say, my hands receive anointing to prosper in the name of Jesus. My hands receive anointing to prosper in the name of Jesus. My hands receive anointing to prosper. Receive anointing to prosper in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your two legs and say, my legs receive anointing to move to location of testimony in the name of Jesus. My legs receive anointing to move to location of testimony in the name of Jesus. My leg receive anointing to move to location of testimony in Jesus' name we pray. I speak unto all prayer requests. They shall receive instant answer in the name of Jesus. Every shall open on the request and they shall be given answer now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. I speak to you expecting your document this week. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to all men that are here and the enemy has pressed you down. Be lifted up in the name of Jesus. Be lifted up, be lifted up, be lifted up, be lifted up in the name of Jesus Christ. There's somebody hearing me now. Within the next 3 days, they are going to be unusual breakthrough in your life. And immediately that breakthrough happened, make sure you sow a seed of faith. Unusual breakthrough is coming upon your way right now. Within 3 days, write it down. Immediately it happened, sow a seed of faith. The Lord will bless you. I pray for everyone connected to me right now that the blessing of God shall come upon your life. Are you here? You are looking for the fruit of the womb. This month of May is your month of open heaven, and there will be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. A book of remembrance shall be opened unto you, and you shall begin to dance and you shall begin to rejoice in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We pray that the blessing shall remain permanent in the life of everyone. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Somebody has not gotten married, but I can see your husband, your wife closer to you. May you be settled and may you have a joyful, wonderful marriage. In Jesus' name, I can see blessing coming upon people. Hallelujah. You want to get in contact with me? Send information to 0802-336-9298. I've started a program, and that program is coming up right away now. If you are looking for the fruit of the womb, you can connect with us on that program, and that program is doing wonders. A mighty program. You can look at YouTube and just press MFM First Act Region. You see the program. The program is for those looking for the fruit of the womb, and it's going to be for 7 Mondays. We have started it already, and we are still continuing. Next week is another one, and you must make sure that you are always being connected to it. God bless you in Jesus' name. iFellowship at MFM First Act Region, 7th Avenue, Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue, B1 Close, First Tack. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akinola. God bless you.